rooms, offices, and classrooms around the world, the growing phenomenon of internet.
Shall we play a game?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wireless Wednesday. Dave FM's techspert Rick Limpert is here. He's our gadget guru, our the wizard of widgets, the server preserver with fervor. Oh, it's the incredible Mr. Limpert. I can't line up with the food truck because I only got a fare.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You brought a special guest with you as well.
I did. We'll get to that in a second. We're going to talk about two of my favorite things today.
Food and trucks.
Food and technology.
Food and technology?
Yeah, food and technology together with Atlanta's vibrant food truck scene.
And it's growing. It's growing in its vibrancy, which is great. I'm a big food truck fan because this is awesome. And then as a technical aspect, we want to get into this, is how to find out where your favorite food truck is.
Social media. Social media.
Exactly. A lot of, I think every food truck owner now knows the value of posting on Twitter and Facebook, you know, exactly where you are at any given time for lunch, because a lot of them aren't static. You're not in, like, one place. But my favorite food truck is always camped out in the same place over near County Farm Road. I forget the actual street, but it's like way in the back. It's a taco truck.
Uh-huh.
But they're not really mobile. They're just kind of there. And really great. Fish tacos are awesome.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So what have you got for us in the way of technology?
Well, these food trucks have to use social media because they don't have big advertising budgets.
Absolutely.
And social media really gives them. And the type of people that go to food trucks are the type of people that are active on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
It's a natural fit for them.
Absolutely.
And I brought Guy Hallcroft from Nana G's Chicken and Waffles Food.
Yeah, baby.
Guy Hallcroft.
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
I got a chance to sample a little bit. I didn't get a chance to meet you, but I had a chance to sample the food truck at the food truck festival at Piedmont Park not too long back.
Yes, sir.
Which was awesome. And like I said, that kind of gives awareness to what's happening within the food truck community now, which is under a lot of scrutiny.
Right. That is correct. And that was kind of really the kickoff of, you know, the city of Atlanta to introduce food trucks to people that really hadn't been there. So that festival was really very encouraging to all of us, and then the media out there, and then the consumer.
Absolutely. Rick Limpert, our tech expert, and we're also talking with Guy Hallcroft, Nana G's Chicken and Waffles. What a great food truck.
Thanks again.
My question to you, Guy, kind of is, you're normally cooking things in a big kitchen at a restaurant. How do you translate that to the smaller confines of a food truck? Is technology important when it comes to that?
It's definitely very important because, again, just like you said, you don't have the space that you would normally have in a kitchen. So you just got to look at the measurements of your vehicle and just work with that space and kind of condense it and buy exactly what you need. You know, there's no reason to have all this excess things that you have in a normal restaurant, you know, so you just condense it all.
One of my favorite food trucks in New York City when I lived for about 4 years, and of course the community there, it's a necessity in Manhattan to have food trucks, was Rickshaw Dumplings. And they had like maybe three different types of dumplings, two different types of sauces, and a beverage.
Right.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's
simple.
It.
You get what you get.
Yeah, now there is a schnitzel and things, a New York food truck, a new one. They're actually coming out with their own app where people can order what they want right on the app. It has a GPS locator. It'll show where the truck is.
That's
the people can just drive up and or walk up and pick up their order. Is that something maybe you see coming to Atlanta? And
definitely. I mean, we're starting to get guys out there. You know, again, we're based Georgia Tech out here in Atlanta, you know, so it's like, hey, you got a lot of technical guys over there working on things and coming to the food truck park and, you know, saying, hey, things are coming, you know, hey, can you help us here with this, that, and the other? So, like you said earlier, it's all about social media for us.
I really hope that there's going to be a little bit more relaxation of a lot of the rules and regulations to allow more food trucks, like downtown, midtown, Buckhead, some areas where people, you know, actually have some more options for lunch, too. We're talking with Guy Hallcroft, Nana G's Chicken and Waffles, and it's food truck technology with Rick Limpert. And Mitch?
Yeah, I'm interested to know, Guy, when you talk about the technology and being able to, you know, go on social media and take orders, how that works for you. I mean, when you've got people coming up to the truck, it starts getting busy, you're cooking, you've got close quarters. How do you, you know, work all that where you're not getting in each other's way?
Two separate lines, maybe?
Well, I think what it is, I think anybody that's supporting a food truck already knows that it's going to take a few minutes. You know, you're out there to, one, enjoy the day. You're not in your office, like you said, you know. So it's like, you know they're going to be, you know, 10 minutes for their order so they can move to the side. But again, the social media aspect, when they're, you know, everybody's carrying that smartphone, it's right there. You know, they can order it, and boom, boom, boom. Everybody's got it. So it's amazing on how far technology's come.